Today on Chatabout, Chris Slatsky of the Northwoods Battered Women's Shelter is back, this time to talk about the Defeat Violence 10K 5K Run. Chatabout is sponsored by Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration, Sanford Health, Beltrami Electric Cooperative, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji. Chris Slatsky is up next. Today on Chatabout, we have Chris Slatsky back. She is the Executive Director of the Northwoods Battered Women's Shelter. And Chris, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Kev. Thanks for having me again.
Well, you've been busy doing a lot of things, mainly these days trying to get that building built. So let's start there. How is that process going?
Oh, my goodness, Kev. It is going amazing. We are at a solid $2.5 million out of $3.2 million. Just such an amazing giving community, a hardworking capital campaign committee, building committee. RFPs have been sent out. So that is really a fun process to we will be interviewing and selecting our building project manager soon. And hopefully our big hope is breaking ground this spring.
Wow. How many year process has this been so far?
Well, the board, I believe, started it in 2017 really solid. I know the land was purchased a long, long time ago, probably about 20 years ago. Michelle and I came on board in 2021, and you know, that was right after COVID. There was kind of a little slump there, but we have, all of us have been working pretty steady here for about a year and a half. Lots of things in the community. We just had that amazing boardwalk mini golf. That was a huge success. Some really giving foundations, a lot of giving community members. So it's really, really been solid the last couple years.
So how did you find your way to the Northwoods Battered Women's Shelter as the executive director?
Well, funny you should say that. It was probably about 22 years ago when I was going to BSU to get my undergrad, and I worked overnights there. And, you know, as years passed and running group homes in the area, and on a whim applied for the executive director position, and three or four interviews later, here I am.
Yeah. Okay. And so, again, 2017, so that's like 6 years into this process, and it'll be about seven, you're hoping, and then we'll finally break ground.
Yes, we're super excited about that. We've been, I think, in this building 44 years, if my math is correct. It's a long time, probably about 20 years late to be getting into a new building.
Okay, well, we're getting there, and that's the key thing. And people, if they want to contribute, I mean, and we're going to talk about the Northwoods Defeat Violence 5 and 10K in just a little bit. That's certainly a way you can contribute. But there's other ways as well still. You can go right to the website and help out, right?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, mnshelter.org, and there's a button on there for Give MN. You can donate that way. You could get a hold of one of our many capital campaign members. There's so many ways to give.
And at the website, I believe you can see the video of where you're at now and where you want to be, and people can understand exactly why this needs to happen.
Absolutely. You can see the now where we're at and our beautiful rendering of our what we're hoping to get into by spring break and ground and start that process.
We've got another traditional Bemidji summer event coming up that you guys are a part of.
Yeah, thanks, Kev. It's our eighth annual Northwoods Defeat Violence 10K 5K. It's a family-friendly event. We are down at the Rotary Pavilion. You can register up until the 10th for the pre-registration price of $30. Race day, you can register starting at 8 o'clock for $35 that day. You get a fun T-shirt. We have a ton of prizes, giveaways. There's going to be music there. There's kids' games. It's an educational piece, too. We really like to get down there, and we'll have a booth set up with our materials about what we do and talk to our advocates and our staff there. So come on down and be a part of this amazing, all of this money that we're raising goes to building our new shelter.
So yes, that's pretty much what we're thinking about as we talked about before until this thing gets done. But obviously it's also a great awareness day for you guys, right?
Yes, all of these events we do are an educational piece to raise awareness about intimate partner violence and a lot of the services that we provide, safe space for victims and survivors of intimate partner violence.
Okay, and how many clients are you serving right now?
Our shelter is always full, so we can shelter up to 12 victim survivors. So we're always full, and that can be women and children in there. We also support men if they come in there. But we do so much more. I know I've talked about this other times we've interviewed. We have our food pantry. We have gift cards. We have clothing in the wintertime. We have blankets and socks and shoes and jackets and so many things that people don't really realize we do. We have a community resource advocate that does orders for protection and safety plans. Goes to court, will be an advocate for folks that are going through that court process with a victim.
Over the course of a year, how many people do you serve?
Probably our statistic last year was 827 that we safely sheltered in the shelter. That doesn't count hotel stays.
Wow. And there's so many more that need your services too, right?
In that number, that statistic, we turn away about 525. So wow. You can see the need for a new shelter in our area.
Okay. And again, the 10K, 5K Defeat Violence run is a key way you can help. Again, the event is Saturday the 12th, correct?
That is correct.
And if you want to save your $5 and get the $30 entry fee, you got to have that in by the 10th.
That is correct.
Okay. And that is what? That's Thursday? Thursday the 10th? If I'm doing my math right, because the run is Saturday the 12th.
Correct.
And if you decide on Saturday morning, oh, it's nice, I'm going to go run, you can register there.
Absolutely. Run or walk. We have people there with kids and strollers. It's very family friendly. So, yeah, come on down and listen to the music and be part of the whole event.
Okay. To get started again, what time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m. All right. Anything else before we wrap it up today?
We just, again, want to thank Paul Padilla Broadcasting and Kev Jackson here. They've been a media support for so many years, a media sponsor doing our ads. So, again, thank you so much.
We're glad to do it for you. We're glad and thank you for all the work you guys are doing every day in our community.
Thanks, Kev.
My thanks to Chris Latsky of the Northwoods Battered Women's Shelter for joining me today on Chat About to talk about their Northwoods Defeat Violence 10K 5K walk coming up once again Saturday, August 12th. Chat About has been sponsored by the Bemidji Chrysler Center Honda of Bemidji, Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Sanford Health, and Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration. Coming up tomorrow, we find out about Fajita Fest, a fundraiser for the Hope House. And we'll learn a lot about Hope House, too, with one of the Board of Directors members, Dr. Russ Lee. Thanks for being here today.